Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. It's so good to be here tonight to praise God on Reaching Out Radio, to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. Praise God in these last days as we go forth and warn the people and let them know that Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. And if he don't come today, if he don't come tomorrow, who knows, he might call for me and you. So we have got to be ready at all times. Praise God. How many want to be ready? I do. I want to be ready. And we're going to read some examples here in the Word in a few minutes. We're going to start out in Matthew chapter 25 about the 10 virgins, how 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And then we're going to go on to talk about some talents maybe, and we'll just see where God leads us on this, because how many believes it's so important to be led of the Holy Ghost? Praise God, because he knows who's listening. He knows what their needs are. I have no clue what the needs of the people are, but he knows. Hallelujah. And because he knows, therefore, if I let him lead and guide and direct me, therefore, I won't make no mistake, and everybody will be blessed and everybody will get something out of it. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries. The church is in Garrett, Kentucky, but as of right now, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Been preaching at the Pentecostal Deliverance Church. Praise God, and another door just opened for me to go forth and preach somewhere else on October the 28th. Praise God, it's a healing service, and I want you all to pray for me that I be directed of the Lord. You pray for me, and I'll be praying for you. Praise God, I'll be praying for you whether you pray for me or not, because I'm truly, it's time for God's people to pray one for another. Encourage one another, lift up one another, reach out to your brother, those that are weak. The word said, ye that are strong, bear the infirmities of the weak, help them. And if you see somebody falling, don't kick them for falling, go to them, help them up, bless them. Be an encouragement to them. And then when you have a need, the Lord truly will send somebody to you. Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you, Lord, we truly praise you for this day and this hour that we're living in, God, because we know that your return is so close. Lord God, so close. Hallelujah. And we want to be ready. And we want everybody to be ready with us, Lord. God, help us, lead and guide us, Lord. Give us the words to say. Lord, help me to decrease that you may increase in my life, Lord. God, help me each and every day to let this flesh die, that you can come more and more and more alive. Lord God, that I can help somebody else. Dear Heavenly Father God, I praise you in every area. Touch each and every listener, Lord. God, if there's any out there that's not saved, save, deliver, set free. Lord, if there are any backsliders listening tonight, Lord. God, put it on their heart so strong. That they'll return to the Father's house, that they'll be like that prodigal son, that they'll come to their senses and return to the Father's house. Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise you and we thank you, Lord, knowing that you hear and you answer prayer, God, and we give you all the glory right now in advance for what's going to take place, Lord, for you moving for your people, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We love you. We praise you. We give you the glory. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Now, do you notice here that they was all virgins? They was all headed in the right direction. But I'm telling you, we must be saved. The word said you must be born again, but then you got to stay saved. Hallelujah. You got to continue to press on. You got to continue to seek the face of God. Hallelujah. You got to get everything you need. Praise God, that'll make you strong and give you the victory. Hallelujah. Okay, 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. We have got to do everything that it takes to keep us strengthened, to keep us on the right track. Praise God, the oil here, God, how much do we need the Holy Ghost? Glory. Because it's a teacher. It will lead and guide and direct you unto all true paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So there's much more to salvation than just repenting. We've got to live it. We got to go forth. We got to advance in God. We got to do everything that it takes to keep us saved and strengthened. Here, buddy. Excuse me for a minute. I'm sorry. I got a little boy here and he's thirsty. Right there's the cup. Sorry about that. Praise God. So, the 5 that were wise, they took their lamps and their vessels, and they took extra oil. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Glory. Hallelujah, and you all know who the bridegroom is, Jesus Christ. He is the bridegroom. We are the bride. Hallelujah. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." Now, this is one thing that you need to know right up front, right off the bat. Praise God, this is something that you gotta get for yourself. Mama can't do it, daddy can't do it, grandma, grandpa, ain't nobody can do it. But you, this is a personal thing. This is you and Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You and Jesus. So, but they asked the wise to give them some of their oil. But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Oh, what a sad time is that. And when they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. I want you to know, in Revelations, it lets us know that when God shuts a door, no man can open it. And when he opens the door, ain't no man can close it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So afterwards, also came the other virgins saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. Oh, wouldn't that not be a sad time? Praise God for everything that you go, everything that you've been through. Praise God, and him look you in the eye and say, I never knew yet. Glory to God. I want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. And the only way that I can hear him say that is if I obey him. If I get everything that I need, if I keep my light burning bright and I keep that oil in my vessel, praise God. And 13, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. For the kingdom of heaven is as like as unto a man traveling into a far country, and calleth his own servants, and deliver unto them his goods. Now, I want you to notice that it said that, you know, no man knows the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. So we have got to be ready at all times, and there ain't no excuse. There's no excuse. When the Lord shuts the door, that door is shut. No man can open it. Just like he did when he told Noah to build the ark. After they all had entered in, the word said the Lord shut the door. And when he shut it, no matter how hard the people knocked on it, no matter how much they tried to come in, they couldn't come in because the Lord had shut the door. And that will be a sad time because there's no getting out of that. We're talking about eternity. Glory to God. And I'm so glad that the Lord gave me a chance and an opportunity to serve him. Praise God. He dealt and dealt with my heart. Praise God. And I'm so glad that I to him. I'm so glad that I let him change my life. You say you let him? Yeah, because he's not going to take anything out of your life that you're not willing to give. And I was willing to give everything that he didn't like. If the Lord didn't like it, I did not want it in my life neither. Okay? So we're going to go on down and read about the talents. The man that had went and traveling into a far country, and he called his servants, and he delivered them of his goods. And we're going to find out what happened here. In verse 15, it said, and unto one he had gave 5 talents, to another 2. And to another 1, for every man as, I'm sorry, I can't see my Bible, as continuing in his servant's ability. According to his servant's abilities. See, he didn't love one no more than he did the other, but he gave one 5, one 2, and one 1. Because when you, well, we'll get on down. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. And straightway took his journey. And when he had received the 5 talents, went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he went also and gained another 2. But he that had received the 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh, beckoneth unto them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and had brought another 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou had delivered unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides these 5 more talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Glory to God. Think about that. And he that also had 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 others talents besides these. The Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. Now listen, I want you to listen really close to this because it's very important that you get this, because the Lord didn't give us gifts and talents for us to step back and do nothing with. We are to use these talents. We are to go forth. We are to obey the Lord. Hallelujah. We are to do all that the Lord wants us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we will be able to do it because the Lord, here, Cam, right there, this way, Cam. The Lord knows what you can do, and he's not going to give you something to do that you are not able to do. He is going to give you what you can do according to your ability. That is why he gave 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1, because he knew the one that had the 5 that he would work with it, and he would gain another 5. He knew that the one that had 2 talents, that he would work with it, and he would gain more talents. So, praise God. And he knew that the one that only had 1 talent, that he wouldn't do nothing with it. Praise God. And how is that like today in the body of Christ? People's got all these talents and all these abilities, and what are they doing with them? Sitting back and doing nothing. And praise God. We need to use everything that the Lord gives us to do. Hallelujah. To go forth and use these talents, use these abilities for what
to build me a name? No, for the glory of God. That's what it's about. Praise God, winning souls for the kingdom of the Lord. Praise God, we need to use everything that we got. And don't think the Lord will make a mistake by calling you into an area of ministry or giving you something to do. You might think, oh, I can't do that. But he knows you can, or he wouldn't give it to you. Why? He has called you. He has qualified you. He has anointed you. He has appointed you. Glory to God. He gave you power. He gave you authority over the enemy. Hallelujah. He gave you everything that you need that you will be effective for him. Hallelujah. We need to be effective for the Lord today. Hallelujah. No matter what the Lord is giving you to do, be effective. Praise God. He knows that you can do the work, or he wouldn't give it to you, because he knows you inside out. He created you for his glory. Therefore, he knows you. He knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do. Hallelujah. Because he knows whether you have a teachable spirit. He knows whether you listen to the Holy Ghost when it says go here or go there. He knows exactly what you'll do. So it's time. It's time to use all these talents. Glory to God that the Lord has gave us. Praise God that we'll be effective. Praise God, and that we will be able to do the work. Come on. Hallelujah, that the Lord has called for us to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm getting ready to get back and read the word here. Praise God. We had a little accident we had to take care of. Praise God. But I'm telling you, God is good. Glory to God. He knows exactly what I need, and he will supply my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus my Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, let me see. Okay, and he that had received the 5 talents gained 5 more. And the Lord said unto him, well done. And he that did gain 5 besides these. And he that had received the 2, he gained 2 more. And the Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. Praise God. God, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord. Then, when he that which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reapest where thou hast not sown, and gatherest where thou hast not shrouded. And I was afraid, and went, and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, that thou hast is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and thou slothful servant, thou knew that I reaped where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strown. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchange, that at my coming I should have received of my own with usury. take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him that has 10 talents. For even unto every one that hath shall be given, and he that hath shall have an abundance. But from him shall not be taken away from him even that which he has. And cast ye this unprofitable servant unto outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. I want you to think about that. He was a wicked servant. He didn't use what the Lord had gave him to use. He took it and he hid it and laid it in the ground. Didn't do nothing with it. I'm telling you, when the Lord gives you something, you need to work with it. And it'll grow. But if you don't work with it, what are you going to have? Nothing. Praise God. That's why the Lord passed out these talents. Praise God that we could use and to the abilities that which he has gave us. Glory to God. We will use these talents and these abilities. Praise God and do the work and make full proof of our ministry, doing all that the Lord truly has called us to do. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's work that needs to be done. And the word said, work while it is day. When night cometh, no man can work. This is the time that we need to work. This is the time to be about our Father's business. Glory to God. Doing all that he's called for you and I to do. Praise God, we don't want to come up short on any area. Praise God, we surely don't want to be cast into outer darkness. Praise God, because we're talking about eternity here. Glory to God, it's something to think about. Praise his holy name. I'm telling you, if God has given you something to do, do it with the best of your ability. Praise God, that's all that he requires of you and I, is to do our best. Hallelujah. Do our best. Do what the Lord has called you to do. Hallelujah. On down there in verse 35, in Matthew 25:35, it says, for I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. I was naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then said the righteous, answered him, saying, Lord, when saw we ye hunger and fed ye, or when saw we thirsty and give you drink, and when saw ye a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you, or when ye was sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them that on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. I was sick, and you came not unto me. I was naked, and you clothed me not. I was in prison, and you visited me not. Then said they unto him, Lord, when saw we ye hungry or thirsty or a stranger, or naked or sick or in prison, and didn't minister to you? Then said he answered them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have did it not to one of these my little ones, ye have done it not unto me. I want you to think about that. Therefore shall you go unto everlasting punishment, but the righteous shall enter into life eternal. Glory to God. Think about the rewards that awaits us when we obey the Lord. Glory to God. And on the other hand, when we don't obey the God, when we don't obey God, what awaits us? Pain, sorrow, and torment. Get that out of your mouth. Because he said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Praise God. I'm telling you, he wants us to obey him. It's time that we be about our fathers, because I believe his coming is so soon. And if he don't come today, he don't come tomorrow. Who says? Maybe he might come next week. I don't know. No man. Did you hear what I said? No man knows the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. That's why you got to be ready at all times. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 41, it said, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, for the spirit indeed, is willing, but the flesh is weak. When he went again the second time and prayed, saying unto him, Father, this is when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, be willing, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. And that's the way we need to pray in every situation and every circumstance. We need to pray, Lord, your will be done. Glory to God, not my will, not anybody's will, but the will of the Lord be done. Hallelujah. Glory. That's what we need. We need the Lord's will. Hallelujah. Not my will, not nobody else's will, but the Lord's will. Okay, let's go to Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 13. We're going to start there. Okay. Philippians 3. We're going to start at the 13th verse, I think. Okay. Yes. We're going to count at 13. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing do I, forgetting those things which are behind. And that's what we got to do. Praise God, forget about what's behind us and reach forth to the things that are in front of us. Praise God. 14 said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We've got to press. Hallelujah. It's pressing time. The only way that we're going to make it, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, Glory to God. And where is Jesus? He's right there with us. He's in front of us. He's walking beside us. Glory to God. He's right there. So we must press towards that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I want to make it. I want to make heaven my home. Glory to God. And we got to be willing to do whatever it takes. We've got to be willing to work. The word said, work while it is day. When night cometh, no man can work. It's time to work. It's time to press forth like we never have before. We need to forget about what's behind us. Praise God. Forget about all the defeats, even the victories, because so many times we get caught up what God used to do that we're not looking for God to do nothing now. Therefore, Paul said, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I am pressing towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if any other thing ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this even unto you. Glory to God. Nevertheless, we have already obtained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as we have for an example. And that's what we need to be. We need to be an example. We need to press on to that spiritual perfection that the Lord is calling for us to do. Hallelujah. He wants us to enter into a place to set our mind on our goals. What is our goals? What do we want out of life? Glory to God. Do we want all that God wants us to have? Are we willing to press on? Are we willing to do what it takes to get the job done for the glory of God? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Greek word for press means to pursue, to speed up earnestly. And Paul was eagerly speaking it on running in hot pursuit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Going after that thing, hallelujah, that we may obtain. Praise God. Just like in the Olympics, how the athletes, they train, praise God, those that run, praise God, they run. Have you ever seen anybody running backwards around the track? No, because why? You go forward. It's no time to go backwards, but it's time to press on. Glory to God, to do all the Lord wants us to do. You must forget about the past, because if you get stuck in the past, it will hold you back, and all of your time will be consumed on looking back and not looking ahead. You must look forward to that which is ahead of you. Why? Because Jesus is ahead of you. That's why he said press towards. That means press on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to press on to do all God wants us to do, to be victorious, the way that God wants us to be victorious, because truly we can do it. Glory to God, He's gave you talent. He gave you abilities. Glory to God. He said they can be stirred up by the laying on of hands. Praise God. If you believe you got gifts in your life and you're not using them, praise God, and you go to a church where they believe on laying on of hands, praise God, and stirring up the gift that is within you, praise God, let them pray for you that those gifts be stirred up. Hallelujah, that we be about our Father's business. I'm telling you, time is winding up. And we're going to give an account of our time, because even in one scripture it said, even every idle word man shall give an account of in the day of judgment. So you and I are going to have to give an account of our time. Praise God. Are we wasting time? Are we doing all that the Lord would call us to do? Praise God. I know that I have wasted so much time. And glory to God. And I can't get that time back. And I can't change that. Praise God, what happened yesterday, I can't change. But I'm telling you, glory to God, I can change tomorrow. I can change what's in front of me right now by pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Philippians 4 says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech thee, Ephes, to behold of thee of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, though true yoke workers, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with the others, the fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but by everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, what if they be any virtue, if they be any praise, think on these things. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're going to be held accountable for what we do, because we can throw off the chains of the past and we can walk in victory. We can walk from victory to victory in the Lord. Why? Because the Lord will help you. He will strengthen you. He'll lead. He'll guide you. He'll direct you. He'll show you what to do, when to do, where to go, and how to go. Glory to God. He's got it all covered for you. But you got to be about His business. You got to do it His way. His way is the only way that will work. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, as we come before you right now, Lord, help us. Lord, stir up these gifts within your people. Lord God, let them be in full operation. Lord God, that they do all that you're calling for them to do, that they go everywhere you're calling for them to go. Lord, make us strong in you and in the power of your might. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time. Glory to God, it's time to get the work done. It's time to be about our Father's business. Glory to God, because I'm telling you, we're living in the last days. Glory to God, and we've got no excuse that's going to hold in his sight. You might think that you can use excuses, but they're not going to hold up. They're not going to work. Glory to God. Whatever excuse you're going to try to make, it's not going to be good enough. Hallelujah, because the word has been laid out before you. Glory to God, and you can't say, I didn't know, because the Lord will take you back to this very time and this very hour. Glory to God, when I told you the word, when I told you to use your talents, glory to God, because it's not me that's telling you, but it's the Spirit of the living God that's telling you right now is the time to go forth. Don't be stagnated. Don't hold one place, but go forth in the Lord. Work. Use your gifts. Glory to God. The more you use them, the more you'll get. Hallelujah. There's nothing that God will hold back from you if you won't hold back from him. Hallelujah. I encourage you. Work. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Be about your Father's business. It's time. It's time. No excuse. No excuse. Did you hear what I said? No excuse. That's what the Lord said to tell you. No excuse. You can't say, I didn't know, or, well, I'll do it next time. There may never be another door open for you to go forth and obey the Lord. That's why it's so important that we make every minute count. Glory to God for his glory. Make every minute count. God bless you. I love you. I'm Pastor Barbara Smith with the King of Glory Ministries in Garrett, Kentucky. Praise God on Reaching Out Radio, reaching out to be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. I encourage you, watch the TV program, One Mind and One Accord. Praise God that comes on the Now Network. Praise God, and it's on Roku, and it's on all kinds of different things. It's streaming live on the internet, and it's on a lot of different cable channels. Go to our pages, and you'll be able to find the place and the channel that you can watch it on. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is coming forth. There's mighty anointed people of God that want God's will to be done, that's willing to do whatever the Lord's calling them to do. You know, some messages is so easy to deliver, and some of them's hard when correction's got to come forth. But I'll tell you, I'm so glad that God loves me enough that he tells me. Hallelujah, that he just don't let me go and say I should have known that, but he continues to work with my heart and my mind until I accomplish the very thing that he sent me to do. God bless you. We love you.
pray for Evangelist Montel Fields. She's not feeling well right now. She's got some surgeries coming up, but we know that God is able. Glory to God. God is the healer, and he don't do nothing halfway. So you all pray for her. Hallelujah. And we'll be praying for you and for your ministries, that you bloom like the Lord wants you to bloom. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.